Joining us now on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline, you guys know him, CeCe Sabathia, six-time All-Star, popular pitcher, and a Boys and Girls Club alum now on a mission to help kids stay fit, eat healthier, and make smarter food choices. The Triple Play program is part of an ongoing program by the Boys and Girls Club, and CeCe Sabathia joins us here on the program. CeCe, Matt Perrault, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
I am wonderful. Before we get to baseball, tell me about the Triple Play program and your involvement with the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, Triple Play and the Anthem Foundation, the Boys and Girls Club and Anthem Foundation teamed up to do this Triple Play Day. I'm just glad to be a part of it. You know, it's helping kids, you know, try to lead a healthier life. And, you know, that's something that I'm all for. And, you know, I have four young kids and just happy to be here.
Why the Boys and Girls Club for you? What did it mean for your life growing up, and why is it important to give it back?
The Boys and Girls Club, for me, you know, I started going to Boys and Girls Club when I was in the second grade all the way until the ninth grade. So they were a huge impact on my life. You know, a lot of the firsts that I had in my life were, you know, first baseball game, first camping trip, you know, first band, first organized sports, you know, basketball team, you know, was all at the Boys and Girls Club. And I just had some great mentors there. But it was a great place, safe place for me to go and, you know, play and express myself and, you know, have a safe place to play as a kid, and I wouldn't be standing here today without the Boys and Girls Club. So whenever they come calling, I'm always here for them to do whatever I can.
CeCe, what's this year been like under first-year manager Aaron Boone? You guys are off to a wonderful start in New York.
Oh, yeah, Boone's been great. I mean, I knew he would. You know, I played with Aaron for 2 years in Cleveland, and, you know, he always had a manager's mind, so I knew that he would be good for it, especially with his young team. And you know, he's been great. He's a great people person. He's great at communicating. And, you know, the guys have been responding.
What is it like as a pitcher to watch that lineup that you guys have in New York now that Giancarlo Stanton has joined alongside, and I know Gary Sanchez just went down, but you guys have such a powerhouse lineup. As a pitcher watching it, what's it like to get a front row seat to that lineup every night?
It's a good feeling, man. And it definitely makes you feel like, you know, you feel sorry for the other team trying to go through that lineup three or four times. You know, just the young talent and power that we have all the way through the lineup, you know, whether it's Gleyber Torres or Aaron Hicks or Didi Gregorius, you know, obviously we know about Stanton and Judge, but Miguel Andujar, you know, just all the way top to bottom through our lineup is a good lineup, and, you know, it's been fun to watch so far. Hopefully we score a lot more runs the rest of the season.
CeCe, is the new Yankee Stadium starting to feel more like the old Yankee Stadium? Is the atmosphere starting to improve? And if you guys really starting to feel that home field advantage with the Red Sox coming in this weekend, how big is it to play in that gorgeous ballpark now?
I think it's always been. I don't think it's, you know, now. I mean, I've been here 10 years, and, you know, we won the World Series that very first year, and it was rocking. So, you know, just look at the way the playoffs went last year. I mean, we didn't lose a game at home, and, you know, it's a tough place to play. I think we just needed to get, you know, back into those situations, in those playoff situations, and, you know, have the fans come out and be supportive. And, you know, it's the best place to play in Major League Baseball, and the fans showed that last year.
You guys have a series coming up with the Red Sox. You guys can't shake them right now. You'll pitch in this series. As being a Yankee for 10 years, what's it like to face the Red Sox on the mound?
It's always a fun series, especially when, you know, the teams are doing good like they are this year. You know, for the past couple of years, they kind of got dead, the rivalry, but, you know, with Mookie coming up with Bogarts and Benintendi and us getting Judge and Miggy and Torres, they're just some new young stars that have interjected some real life into the rivalry. It's going to be a lot of fun this weekend.
David Ortiz going away helped, right? I mean, you guys were so chummy with David Ortiz. Him being gone helps that rivalry, right?
Sure, it definitely helped me. That's one of my best friends in the world, but I was so glad to see him retire for sure.
Yeah, I'm a born and bred Boston guy, and you guys were all too chummy for too long. Isn't it more fun when there's fire there between the Red Sox and the Yankees?
Is it more fun?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's always there. I mean, you know, I think it's, you know, anything can happen where, you know, it just turns into what it turned into earlier this year. So I think it's always intense. I mean, just because of, you know, the two uniforms and the fan base and everything. So it's always right there at the verge of being, you know, a big brawl. So it makes it super intense for sure.
CeCe, I get you out of here on this. The Astros are the defending champs, but you guys right now are looking tremendous. Are the Yankees the team to beat in the American League in your mind?
I would have to say that just because I'm on the Yankees. But, I, you know, as a as knowing sports and being a fan of sports, the Astros are the team to beat. They won the World Series last year. They're in the American League. They beat us in Game 7 to go to the World Series. So, we have to go to Houston.
CC Sabathia, if you want more information on the Boys and Girls Club, go to bgca.org for more info on the AAA program as well. CC, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.